Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Damon Mayshore. Batting second. The left fielder, Jason Giambi. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Geronimo Barroa. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Brosius. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Bornegal. Batting ninth. The catcher, Izzy Molina. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moeller. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards third. Brosius settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mayshore takes first base on ball 4. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is hit by the pitch. Mayshore moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Colbrun hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hocking hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moeller fires to first and has Hocking trapped. There's the throw to Bornegal, who tags Hocking for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Izzy Molina batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molina hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Molina reaches second base with a double. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive towards first. Kahlbrunn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards short. Bornegal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. One out. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Barroa is 0-for-1 in the game. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brocious is 0-for-1 in the game. Brocious hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kahlbrunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Giambi. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Greg Kahlbrunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kahlbrunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Kahlbrunn takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton bunts towards the mound. Moeller juggles the ball. That's an error on Moeller. Steinbach moves to third. Kahlbrunn moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baroa. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. Kahlbrunn scores. Lawton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears bunts towards the mound. Moeller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hocking is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Coomer scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Bornegel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bornegel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bornegel takes first base on ball 4. Izzy Molina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molina is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Molina strikes out. Two outs. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayshore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mayshore. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moeller fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Greg Kahlbrunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kahlbrunn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kahlbrunn strikes out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegel fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 0 for 2 in the game. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Canseco hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Berroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up into right field. Berroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hocking is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spezio fields it and throws to McGuire, who tags Knobloch for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mark Aker now pitching. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brosius is 0 for 2 in the game. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bornegal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bornegal takes first base on ball 4. Izzy Molina is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Kahlbrunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahlbrunn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kahlbrunn hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayshore strikes out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Giambi is 0 for 3 in the game. Giambi strikes out. two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Dan Nolte now pitching. Mark McGwire batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McGwire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGwire hits a pop-up towards third. Hawking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Coomer strikes out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 3 in the game. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hawking is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hawking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berroa is 0 for 3 in the game. Berroa hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0 for 3 in the game. Brosius hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0 for 3 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Spezio reaches second base with a double. Brosius goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Twins. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Rafael Bornegal. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Stairs pinch hits for Izzy Molina. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.